Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The Iowa Department of Transportation has closed the Highway 82 bridge over the Mississippi River from Lansing to Wisconsin due to concerns of structural integrity. A DOT post on the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing Facebook page says, after discovering some slight movement of the current Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing, we have decided to close the bridge until it can be inspected thoroughly on Monday. We unfortunately will not have any information on the closure until the inspection takes place. In the meantime, the Allamaquis County Sheriff's Office is advising motorists to plan to use an alternate route, crossing the Mississippi at either Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, or La Crescent, Minnesota. The closure of the current bridge at Lansing comes as the Iowa and Wisconsin DOTs are in the midst of building a new Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi. No word as to whether construction of the new bridge is impacted by the closure of the current bridge. Hopes raised in January for a turnaround in the state drought situation, but those hopes went away as February turned dry. Iowa DNR hydrologist Tim Hall says the latest drought monitor report shows that, especially in northeast Iowa.
There's a significant chunk of the state of Iowa right now, about almost 20% of the state of Iowa that's rated by the drought monitor as extreme drought in northeast Iowa.
Hall says that extreme drought runs from Linn and Benton County north all the way up to the Minnesota border. He adds that despite 2 feet of snow in January over large parts of the state, it all melted fairly quickly, and we saw zero instances of flooding, which does not help the situation.
In the wintertime, when nothing's growing and we don't think about water use, it's kind of easy to stop remembering where we are. But we still have more than half of the state rated in severe drought. And that's a problem moving into the spring months and the growing season.
Hall says there's only one way to alleviate the dry conditions.
So the pattern of wet month, dry month, wet month, dry month, that doesn't help us much. We need wet month, wet month, wet month, wet month.
Until that happens, Hall says this could end up being the driest February on record. A new trial date will be set for a North Iowa woman charged in the 2022 death of a child while in her care. According to court records, 69-year-old Shirley Weber of Cresco was operating an unlicensed daycare on June 28, 2022, when she allegedly placed a 16-month-old boy in his car seat and only buckled the top buckle. However, the toddler slid down in the car seat, was choked by that top buckle, and died July 1, 2022. In May of last year, Weber was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. She has pleaded not guilty, and a trial was scheduled for this Wednesday in Howard County District Court. However, last week, a defense motion for a trial continuance was granted, with the parties to discuss a date for a special setting of a trial in the month of April. A North Iowa man is facing federal weapons charges that could send him to prison for 15 years. 37-year-old Michael Mickelson of Clear Lake has been indicted for possession of a firearm by a felon and a person convicted of domestic violence. The offenses allegedly happened between March 1st and October 3rd of last year. If convicted, Mickelson faces a possible maximum sentence of 15 years imprisonment, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of supervised release following any imprisonment. Mickelson was investigated by Clear Lake and Manly Police Departments, the Sarogordo and Worth County Sheriff's Offices, plus the Iowa State Patrol, Sarogordo County Attorney's Office, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and the United States Marshals Service. A barn just west of Charles City that was heavily damaged by fire last Tuesday caught fire again over the weekend. Charles City Fire Rescue says they were called just before 2:30 Saturday afternoon to investigate smoke in the 2600 block of 215th Street for the barn that they were at earlier in the week that was on fire. On arrival this time around, the barn was no longer standing and the fire was starting to affect nearby buildings. The unit on scene then called for additional resources to help protect the surrounding structures. Crews were on the scene for about 2 hours. The Charles City School Board meets in regular session this evening at 5:30. On the agenda is a presentation from Steve Murley with McPherson & Jacobson. That's the firm the school district has hired to help find its replacement for outgoing Superintendent Ann Lundquist, who will retire at the end of this school year on June 30th. Tonight on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, Charles City boys basketball team looks to advance to the state tournament, but first they have to knock off number one Decorah in a Class 3A sub-state title game tonight. Broadcast time 6:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. Tip-off at 7. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.